Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa.
Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Thursday, the 14th day of March. As obviously there's a whole lot going on in sports. You have the players underway and guys are tearing up the course at TPC. The basketball, obviously, wall-to-wall with the tournaments. Villanova already a winner this afternoon. St. John's a winner last night, so you can forget about any problems with the NCAA tournament for the Johnnies. They're safely in the NCAAs now, and they can see if they can beat Marquette again this evening. Right now, Creighton is playing in at the Garden against Xavier in a game with, obviously, some NCAA tournament ramifications all the way around. So right now, Creighton's got a 22-13 lead. Creighton's been hot. Xavier was hot. They cooled off a little bit. Creighton's been hotter of late, and they lead by 9 early in the game. But I want to start where what it's been for the last couple of days, and that is, yes, in New York, but so much worse outside New York. The analysis, if you want to call it, if you could actually call it analysis, of what went on with the Giants shipping Beckham to Cleveland. It's almost like the Giants jettisoned the star of a TV series rather than sending a player off a team, because that's what it sounds like. Because all the stuff you hear them talk about is all how this is – the best player and the most – the Giants have never had a player like Beckham. Some places, I don't even want to embarrass people, Giants have never had a player as good as Beckham. Now, a player like Beckham, where you might say the Giants have never won for explosive offensive players, although they did have a guy who at the time was considered to be flashy, and that was Frank Gifford, but I don't want to go back into ancient history because fans don't even know who Frank Gifford is these days. But the bottom line is, just to hear people actually – opine that the Giants have never had a player as good as Odell Beckham. I wouldn't even want to start and list guys, but Odell Beckham never made first team all pro with the Giants. Not only did his teams go 31-50 and never win a playoff game, but he never made first team all pro, not once, not one time. He made second team twice. Giants, people might remember, had a player here not that long ago who made All-Pro 8 out of 10 years, first team, was the number one vote-getter for player of the decade, made the All-75-year NFL team as one of the leading vote-getters, was a three-pine defensive player of the year, an MVP, rookie of the year, and I go on and on, and of course I'm talking about Lawrence Taylor. So when you talk about having players on a franchise and you act like you know something about the NFL and then talk about how the Giants have never had a player the magnitude of Odell Beckham, shut up. You don't even know what you're talking about. It's insane. You know what? To these guys, life has become an Xbox game. And the NFL has become an Xbox game. It has nothing to do with the field. It has nothing to do with productivity. It has nothing to do with what your team does. It has nothing to do with any of that. Here was a player who was as destructive as he was talented, and this team was going nowhere. They had had 5 years of it. And the heavy rumor making the rounds, and I have not picked up the phone and checked into it, and it's one that really, it's making the rounds in what I call serious NFL circles, not nonsense, is that Gettleman wanted to trade Beckham last year. Now, I haven't been able to nail that down. I've heard it from a lot of people I trust, but I still haven't been able to nail it down, which means I haven't taken it to ownership or anyone I trust. That ownership said no. That's the one that's making the rounds inside the real NFL. Now, I don't know that it's true. It's not true. Doesn't matter. Ownership had enough this time. We know that. We know why. Went through it all yesterday. No reason to go through it again. And they did have enough. And there were reasons why they had had enough. And who cares what they were? I mean, we all know what they are. But the bottom line is, maybe Gettleman didn't want to give him the deal. Maybe he did. Doesn't matter. He's now gone. They got a deal that they can live with. They got a deal that I think they can build from. You're never going to love a deal you get for a premier player. But I'll tell you this, and I really felt this. Now, remember, I'm not a Beckham guy. We all know that. Has nothing to do with, see, people who just are clueless, has nothing to do with anything that ever happened with me and Beckham anywhere. None of that matters even a little. This is about football. And I'll tell you this. The last 2 years, he's had trouble staying on the field. And I thought last year, he had lost a little explosiveness for the first time. I had seen him, and I know the Giants have felt this too, that he had, I don't want to say he had lost a step full time because we don't know that, but he clearly seemed like he had lost a step last year. He was not as explosive last year as he was the years before. Now, I don't know that he was playing hurt. Maybe he was. Maybe he's playing with injury. I don't know. Still enormously explosive, but not as explosive as we had seen those first couple of years. And when a guy starts missing games repeatedly, you worry about that in this league. It's a big factor. You're paying a guy a ton of money. You want him on the field all the time. So for them to come out of it with a situation where they can get three starters and then maybe pick up a fourth starter from the fact that, and if they can get Remmers, I love it, because if the Giants can add one more piece to that offensive line, then to me, that will make them a solid team on that side of the ball. And now then they have to really have a good year from their coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball, and they have to have a heck of a draft where they have a ton of draft picks. You know, if you like to draft players, and Gettleman always has, he's got 12 draft picks. He's got five of the top 100 draft picks. He's got 12 draft picks. You do it right, you can come out of that with some players. Hungry players who aren't going to come here expecting people to kiss their rear end or kiss their ring or worry about their Instagrams or their videos or anything else. Just go out and play football. Be hungry and go out and play football. And that will be a welcome sight after the garbage we've been watching for the last 5 years. Because that's what football's about. And one thing about this league is you can turn your team around very quickly in this league. Very quickly. And I've seen plenty of times where guys have left teams and people have given that team up for dead, and that team has come back to shock people very quickly. Why? Because all of a sudden they went and found some young, hungry players to play the game. Because when you find guys who can do that, and you can block, and you can tackle, you can win. Because if all it takes is to go sign one of these flashy wide receivers to win, how come none of them ever wind up winning anything? You can take the top 10 wide receivers in this sport who are the highest paid guys, and none of them won a Super Bowl. You line up the quarterbacks who are at the top of the sport, and most of them have won a Super Bowl. So the analysis of this deal right now is so ridiculous, and the people who are canonizing Cleveland like they have accomplished something right now, they are so far from being good They have a whole – they have so much to prove on so many levels before they are a team that you would consider to be a contending team. These people who are declaring them a Super Bowl team are out of their minds. With an unproven coach with a second-year quarterback and a chance for chaos throughout their lineup. But that's how the sport is now. And that's how sports is now. Get the name, you win. Get the player who creates the buzz, you win. Because to these people, winning has nothing to do with what happens on the field. Nothing. Because otherwise, you'd be saying, finally the Giants, finally, decided to do something. Finally, they decided to move in a direction where things weren't working. And they have a million holes to fill on defense. And obviously, in a very, very short amount of time, they are going to have to go find someone to play quarterback for their future. That is obvious. And that's not an easy thing to do. And you know what? You might not hit it on the first shot because, you know what, most teams don't. But before you just decide that the Giants are now the eternally the laughing stocks of the league, be careful. Because to me, that was the most Giant thing they've done in a long time. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.